This is Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The South Route School District is concerned about people illegally passing stop school buses, especially near the Stagecoach area. School Resource Officer Stephen Harbison with Route County Sheriff's Office says they're getting a lot of complaints.
When the flashing red lights go on, you're supposed to stop and wait until the bus is done offloading and loading students. Once the red flashers and the bus stop sign arm is retracted, then you can pass safely if lawful.
Harbison has pictures of at least five vehicles passing school buses illegally in the last month, and he plans to issue citations. He asks, if you see someone illegally passing a stop bus, please try to get a picture of the license plate and reach out to the Sirocco Transportation Director. Greater Sandhill Crane Week starts today in both Route and Moffitt counties. If you're the first to see a Greater Sandhill Crane in your area of the Yampa Valley, you could win some big prizes. Send a picture to info@coloradocranes.org. Route County Military Tribute Banners are for sale. They'll be placed along Lincoln Avenue on Memorial Day and Veterans Day. The link to order is through militarytributebanners.org, and you'll search for Steamboat. It's on our website. A local author visited Sleeping Giant School Thursday to speak with eighth graders about how she started writing. Kendall Clark now lives in Steamboat Springs from Tampa. The book is called Drifting Light.
Drifting Light relates to my own life and my journey to Steamboat because my main character, Lyra, wants to explore the world and leave her small town. And she does that, and she explores and does not know where she's going to end up. Just like I left my hometown of Tampa, Florida, traveled around and lived a few places, and ended up in Steamboat myself, which I love.
Clark told the students how she started writing for fun and to keep doing the things you love because you might be able to make a career of it someday. Sisters Liquors in Craig has a new owner, Marco Borgia. He purchased it from Cindy Madrano and Wade Golden, who've owned it for the past 3 years. They're moving to Wyoming. The pop-up indoor bounce house center at the Route County Fairgrounds Exhibit Hall in Hayden is back tonight through Sunday. Queer Futures Pride Skate will glide into the Howelson Ice Arena at 6:30 Saturday night. It's all free and costumes are encouraged. The Craig Concert Association's free local talent show is at 7 o'clock Saturday night at Moffitt County High School. You can check out everything happening in the Yampa Valley on the community calendar on our website. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access it anytime at KRAIRadio.com.